Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus Said, Ask Anything in My Name and I Will Do It. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. You are trusting God, now trust in me. There are many homes up there where my Father lives, and I'm going to prepare them for your coming. And when everything is ready, then I will come and get you so that you can always be with me where I am. If this were not so, I would tell you plainly, and you know where I'm going and how to get there. No, we don't, Thomas said. We haven't any idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, yes, and the truth, and the life. No one can get to the Father except by means of me. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father is. And from now on, you know him, and you have seen him. Philip said, Sir, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, Don't you even yet know who I am, Philip? Even after all this time I have been with you, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking to see him? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say are not my own, but from the Father who lives in me, and he does his work through me. Believe it, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else believe it because of the mighty miracles you have seen me do. In solemn truth, I tell you, anyone believing in me shall do the same miracles that I have done, and even greater miracles, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask him for anything using my name, and I will do it, for this will bring praise to the Father, because of what I, the Son, will do for you. Yes, ask anything using my name, and I will do it. God is able, friends, God is able to do more than you can think or imagine. God responds to our prayer when we ask him. Matthew 7:8 says, For everyone who asks will receive. And anyone who seeks will find. If only you will knock, then the door will open. Friends, I'm so excited that you're joining us today because we read the Bible in a year, and I would love for you to join us in doing that. And if you start with us right now, by the end of the year, you will have read the whole Bible. If you would like to be part of the Bible Book Club, you can make a request on Facebook, and I will include you in the Bible Book Club, and you will be able to follow us through reading the Bible in 1 year. Nothing better than to read the Word of God and to know what the Bible says, because there's so much erroneous teaching in many different areas, including the a religious sector, and people can get confused about how do we get to heaven. And many people don't know how to get to heaven. That's why we have a responsibility to show them how to get to heaven. And you know that many people have never heard the gospel. I remember when I was in Hawaii and working in a beauty salon, there was a young girl who was Buddhist. And she, we would sit down and talk in the lunchroom. And, you know, I always thought everybody heard the gospel. So when I told her about Jesus, she said, I said, have you ever heard about Jesus? She said, no, I have never. I don't understand anything about it. Can you imagine? I had to explain who Jesus was. Well, you know what? She's not the only one. There's so many people who think they are going to heaven by doing good works or trying to please people or trying to go to a church so they can be part of something greater than themselves. But the main reason, really, the church is not the building. The church is the people that God is coming back for. Remember in this scripture it says, I'm going to my home in heaven. That's where he was going because everybody saw him going up. The angels were there. There were people there. And he stayed on the earth for 50 days after he died before he ascended to heaven. And when he ascended to heaven, the two angels, the people were looking up and watching him, you know, rise out into the sky, and they were amazed. And they didn't know what to do about that. And then the two angels told him, why are you amazed? Why are you surprised that he's going back to heaven where he came from? He is coming back, and he said, and the angel told the people, don't worry, because even though he's going to heaven now, he is coming back the same way he left. What way was it? He's going to come back out of the sky. In Revelation chapter 19 or chapter 20, you can read the story of how he's coming back. And you see it sometimes in the internet. He's leading an army of angels and people. And he is coming back here one day. Do we know what day it is? No, we don't. Do we know we're living in that time that he could be coming back? Yes, we are. And how do we know? That every generation believed and prophesied that Jesus would be coming back. Even in the day, Peter and Paul and all of those disciples, they thought he was coming back before they died. And they all died. And Jesus didn't come back. And why was that? Because he has to complete the Bible. And that time was not completing the Bible. They didn't even have any scriptures for the New Testament at that time. But as they got all of the works from the New Testament completed, they put it in the Bible. Then Jesus had one disciple that he gave them that vision. He gave that man a vision of the end time. And that's what the book of Revelation is. But you know what? It's happening every day. Something in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, is coming to pass. And so, this is where we are. If you want to know, this Jesus that I know, met him many years ago, 1978. I have never found him to be a liar. Everything that he said has come to pass. And is still going to come to pass, whether we like it or not. It's not our job to say when Jesus is coming back. It's God's plan, and he already put it in the Word of God. Why? Because he don't want us to get deceived. And he wants us to be ready. Are you ready? If you're not, you would like to know Jesus, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and one day you will come back, Father God, and I want to be with you. I want to know you. I want to know who you are, and I want to be. I want you to come into my heart and change me. Give me a new direction. Show me where to go, what to do. Lord, I need you in my life. I need you in my life. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. And Lord, as you forgive me, I will forgive everyone, anyone who hurt me as well. Lord, I give you praise, honor, and glory for coming into my heart today. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. And I will share the gospel with the whosoever in whatever way you want me to. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you said this prayer with me, and you really believed it in your heart that you have asked Jesus to save you, and you know by faith, not by feeling, that he has come into your heart, would you let me know? Send me a note in Facebook. I would love to help you and help you to grow in the Word of God. Amen and amen.